Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
You're listening to our special bonus race day edition of On Track here in Monte Carlo, Monaco, at the Formula E Monaco E-Prix. I'm now in the Abt Cupra garage, and I'm joined by Nico Müller, a driver who, we haven't even spoken about this. We've just hit record. You must be still disappointed about what happened last time out in Misano.
Well, the more time that goes by, the less disappointed I am, basically, because obviously in the first moment when you are in P3, kind of out of the last corner on the run to the line and just lose it on the last couple meters, for sure initially it's kind of disappointing, but I think we have to be proud of the performance we managed to deliver in Misano, and that kind of overweighs now a few days and nearly weeks later. So we definitely take it. I'm proud of the work the team has done, and we try and keep pushing to hopefully, you know, get another chance soon.
If you've watched or if you follow Formula E or the team or you, you'd have seen the video. Everyone there looking so jubilant, going over the line. And just some context if you've not seen it. I mean, Nick Cassidy for Jaguar managed to just pip you on the line. It was like one of the closest finishes I've seen live in racing. And energy was that the issue? Was it energy running out?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you plan your race to basically run out on the line, right? That's the most efficient way, obviously. And actually to make it that last little bit more efficient in theory over the whole race distance, you run out just before the line and kind of coast across, because you're obviously at relatively high speed in Misano. The finish line is late on the straight, so if you lose those last meters of acceleration on pure time, it's more efficient to just run out before. But obviously we haven't taken into account that you might have somebody up your gearbox and that is not running out of energy at that time. So basically it all went as planned, pretty much to perfection, just that we didn't really expect to be, you know, having Nick behind, who had more energy. They've been very efficient over the course of the race, and he came through the field and used the last few centimeters to gain another spot.
But I think if you were gonna run out of energy, it's a good race to do it in, because it was overshadowed by Oliver Rowland running out of energy from the lead halfway round, going through to win the race. So maybe that's a good thing. And let's move on from that, because you've clearly moved on from that now. I can tell that you're not dwelling on that. We're here, you know, at an iconic racetrack. How many times have you driven here? You've obviously driven here before, but have you driven in other series here?
I did in Formula Renault 3.5, 2012, 2013. And 2013, I actually won the race here. So great memories. Obviously an iconic circuit, a huge event for any racing driver, a huge privilege to be a part of it. And I think coming back to the FE side of things here in Monaco, it's probably the perfect match between track and car. I think the Gen 3 car really suits that place perfectly. It's so much fun to hustle it around here, and I can't wait for tomorrow.
When you've driven here in other, maybe more traditional motorsports, you'll obviously have your braking points, and if you've used the same car for the, you know, consecutive years, you know where you're going to be braking. How different is it with the Formula E cars and how you regen energy and where you're braking and where you're lifting and where you're coasting? Like, it must be a lot to take in when you've known this track before.
Yeah, obviously there is very different kind of scenarios that we're facing during the weekend, and also practice sessions. Basically between a few laps you can switch between preparing for race mode and quali mode, and that completely changes your approach to corners. So it is something you get used to very quickly in Formula E. You have to, you have no other choice. That basically your references, they have to be adapting to the circumstances. So it's in that respect, it's not too different whether you're racing in Monaco or wherever else Formula E goes to, and it's kind of always the same game.
There's been a lot going on off the track. I mean, we're sat just metres away from a man that was on the show a few weeks ago speaking to Stefan Mackley from Autosport about Lola being involved and partnering up with App next year, so there's change there. At the last race weekend, you faced a lot of discussion about things going on off the track there. As a driver, how easy is it for you to switch off from, you know, you have to attend events, don't you? And there's all these things, and you have to speak to me. You have to sit here and speak to me now. But you want to focus on driving, let's face it. That's what you're here to do, and that's what your passion is. How easy is it to switch off as a driver? Do you struggle with that at all, or is it quite a simple thing?
No, I mean, with more experience, you also kind of find your ways how to deal with things that are happening off track. But once you're actually putting the helmet on and you get strapped into the car, generally I think it's actually not too difficult once you're driving, because the adrenaline kicks in, you're focused on the job. FE, there's zero margin for error anyway, so you know that you cannot afford to leave the pit lane with half of your mind thinking of something else. I think the key thing is that you're not getting distracted in your preparation, because preparation in Formula E is a big topic. I think races here, they are won, or points are being scored not only during the race, but a lot of it comes down to the preparation that has happened the days leading up to the race. And I think that's where you have to try and find the right balance between, you know, fulfilling your commitments off the track, but also making sure that your preparation is done as you need it to be done, and then you can go out and perform.
Formula E weekends are very distinctive because they're a lot shorter than other racing series, and this is even more unique here that they only close the roads for one day. And we said on this show last year, it's amazing because we finished our live broadcast just opposite where we are now, live on TalkSport in the UK at 1 a.m. There were people out eating pizza, having drinks at Raskas, and then within, I think, something like 5 hours, you're out there for FP1. And it's a remarkable thing to watch how this place evolves. It's a very long day because everything here in Monaco is just in that one day. So you're up at stupid o'clock and you have to focus on FP1, FP2, qualifying, then the race. I mean, you must not get a moment to think on this race day specifically.
Yeah, this one is extremely intense. I mean, the gaps between the sessions are also super short. You know, we have 1 hour between FP1 and FP2, 1 hour between FP2 and quali. So basically, you have to hit the ground running here. It's like there's not much room for, you know, even the mechanics adapting the setup or you having time to look into data and make changes to the software and the settings. So, I mean, yes, for sure, some small fine-tuning you can do, but you don't have room for, you know, big adaptions here. So again, that's what makes preparation even more important for this place. And also from a driving perspective, there you cannot make errors. You need to collect every lap you can. You go out there in qualifying, and here Monaco is still one of those tracks where starting position is quite important, definitely more important than in Misano. So you have to nail that lap in qualifying, but at the same time you need to dedicate some of your practice laps to race preparation. So again, to find the right balance with the very limited amount of time you have is a big challenge here.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I've obviously been with Peugeot doing WEC, and that is a completely different discipline as well. What's more challenging, a WEC weekend with endurance racing or that really long day here in Monaco?
I think from a driver's perspective, FE is that bit more intense, and it more of, let's say, the final result comes down to you. That's kind of how I feel about it. In endurance racing, it is really more of a team effort, you know. Also, strategic decisions have a big impact on your result, where, you know, you influence a bit as a driver, but still the team has a big role to play. Mm. Obviously, you share the car with other drivers. The race is much, much longer, so there's more factors coming into play. And here you feel like you have no room for one single wrong decision. Otherwise, you're going to be out of the game very quickly to deliver a good result. And in endurance racing, I feel like that's a bit different. It's, you know, sometimes doesn't mean that you're out of chances for a good result when something goes wrong. You can still kind of recover. Here, it's super difficult to do that.
Yeah, well, we have the race coming up. We're speaking on the Friday, so tomorrow, but you'll be listening to this on Saturday, so you can watch all of the action on TNT Sports. We're also going to have highlights, a special highlight show on TalkSport 2 as well. We will bring you more live commentaries on the radio later in the season in Shanghai when we return to China. Are you looking forward to that one in particular? Because It's the same track that the F1 raced on a couple of weeks ago, or last week, but a slightly different configuration there. And also we have Berlin coming up, where Abt were very strong last year in one particular qualifying session there. But we have a different configuration. So there's always change. There's always evolution, isn't there? Especially in Formula E, but in all motorsport.
That's what I love about Formula E, you know, that you're always facing new challenges. You cannot lean back and say, yeah, I know my way around that place. Let's just go there and have some fun. You always have to kind of dig deep and make sure you know exactly what you're facing and what you can do to extract more performance out of your package. And, you know, to go back to China, I think is super important for the whole championship. Shanghai is a great place. I've been there only once, and not looking forward to go back. I think it probably has evolved a lot since 2017 when I was there last. So looking forward to that one, and you know, bringing Formula E closer to the Chinese fans, I think, is also a big plus, and hopefully we can deliver a good show there.
It was great to see how many fans came out for Formula One last weekend. Yeah. That was fantastic. And you say that you can't get complacent in Formula E. One of the other journalists said to me, as I walked over to come and see you now, do you think the drivers will do the track walk because it's raining? And
sure,
I was like, I'm pretty sure it's quite important, right?
Yeah, we actually had a bit of a different strategy on that one. We tried to anticipate and go before the rain came, and that worked out pretty well. But for sure, you do your track walk. I mean, if I remember Tokyo, you know, there we were in a bloody storm doing the track walk, and you just can't, leave it up to, you know, destiny or whatever you want to call it, and say, yeah, things will be fine. You better take your destiny in your own hands.
Yeah, imagine if you didn't know that there was a jump in Tokyo. The first time you went over that, you'd be surprised.
Yeah, I mean, we all kind of knew beforehand what you're going to face. You know, the simulations are good. We run lots of laps on
in the simulator, the jump was on it?
Yeah, not as extreme, but we knew that it could, you know, lead to wheels up in the air, but it's always better to go and have a look at it physically. But anyway, even if you know, just go there and have a first look, you anyway have to guess. The first real feeling is lap one.
And, sure.
That's what I like about it as well. You know, you have to go out there and just see how it is and how it feels.
Well, look, it's not the first time you've driven here at Monaco, but we look forward to seeing how you get on in the race day and with free practice and with the qualifying and hopefully the duels as well. Nico, thank you very much for sparing some time. We'll let you go and get that important preparation in now. And of course, you can hear the proper full edition of On Track, our weekly motorsport show, live on TalkSport 2 on Tuesday afternoon from 2 p.m. and as a podcast on the TalkSport Podcast Network. Just search TalkSport On Track. And make sure you hit subscribe and also leave us a rating and a review.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.